BBC News with David Austin. Kurdish forces in northern Iraq say they'd recaptured the town of Zumar from Islamic State fighters. The Kurds say they attacked after IS positions were struck from the air by planes from the American-led coalition. Salih Nabil reports from Baghdad.
After weeks of fierce fighting, Kurdish Peshmerga forces have retaken the town of Zumar, northwest of Mosul. Kurdish fighters, supported by air cover from the international coalition, managed to drive the so-called Islamic State militants out of the town. Zumar was one of the first towns that fell to IS when they overran much of northern Iraq last June. News of its recapture came as the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced that the Iraqi army had retaken Jurfistakhr, south of Baghdad.
An Afghan mullah, a religious teacher, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for raping a 10-year-old girl in a mosque earlier this year. The New York Times reported that in a dramatic trial in the capital, Kabul, the young girl, weeping and shaking, showed rare courage to confront the mullah. Ambarasan Etirajan reports.
The 10-year-old girl went to a mosque in the remote Kunduz province to learn about Quran, but her teacher, the mullah, brutally raped her. Activists say the sexual assault had been so violent the girl was severely injured. The accused mullah confessed to having sex with the girl, but claimed that it was consensual. But the court rejected his version of events. Soon after the incident, women's activists were forced to shift the girl to a shelter after hearing that her family members were plotting to kill her out of shame at what had happened. Correspondents say it's rare for Afghan rape victims to get justice because rape has long been treated as adultery, partially blaming the victim.
Tens of thousands of parents in Chile have marched in the capital, Santiago, in opposition to the government's planned education legislation. They say the bill will force them to send their children to state schools. Gideon Long reports from Santiago.
Ever since 2011, Chile students have organized huge protests on the streets of Santiago. They're demanding free, quality education for everyone and an end to Chile's highly privatized school and education system. The government has heeded that call and sent a radical education reform bill to Congress. But now the parents are hitting back. Tens of thousands of them took to the city streets, saying the bill will force around 4,000 secondary schools to close.
Dozens of Shiite Houthi rebels have been killed in heavy fighting with al-Qaeda militants around the Yemeni city of Rada. It's a further reverse for the Houthis, who had been advancing rapidly into the central and western parts of the country after taking control of the capital, Sana'a. World News from the BBC. There have been emotional scenes in the Egyptian city of Ismailia as the flag-draped coffins of 31 soldiers killed on Friday in the Sinai Peninsula were carried through the streets. In a live national address, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi described Egypt as locked in a battle with jihadists for its existence. 3 days of national mourning have been declared after what was the biggest loss of life suffered by the Egyptian army for decades. A huge demonstration has been held in Rome to protest against government plans to overhaul Italy's labor market. The union that organized the protest claimed that as many as a million people took part. Alan Johnston has more.
The activists came from all down the length of Italy, and to the sound of drums and whistles, they marched beneath flags and banners through the streets of Rome. This was a display of vehement opposition to Prime Minister Renzi's reforms. The unions argue that they'll badly undermine workers' rights while doing nothing to address underlying problems that plague the economy. Mr. Renzi, however, clearly believes that Italy desperately needs a more flexible labour market.
The president of Mali says the country's border with Guinea will not be closed as a result of the first confirmed Ebola case in the country. On Friday, a girl who'd recently arrived from Guinea died from the disease. Attempts are continuing to identify and quarantine all those who came into contact with the girl. Mauritania has closed its border with Mali because of the spread of the virus. One of rock music's most famous bass guitarists, Jack Bruce, has died, aged 71. Bruce was best known for his contribution to the explosive supergroup Cream, playing alongside the guitarist Eric Clapton and the drummer Ginger Baker. They sold millions of records in their brief time together and were given their first ever platinum disc for their album, Wheels of Fire. BBC News.